tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Washington today against the president's agenda. The protest capped a series of conservative Tea Party rallies. NPR's Allison Keyes has a story.
USA! USA! As the demonstrators walked along Pennsylvania Avenue toward the U.S. Capitol, the line stretched as far as the eye could see in either direction. The crowd was so thick in places it was difficult to move around. People like Jenny Goyette, a mother of two from Virginia Beach, Virginia, say they're here for a whole range of issues.
The health care, for one, the government spending all of our money on stuff that we're not approving them to spend it on. I've got a 6 or 7 and a 4-year-old, and they've got a ton of debt already, and they shouldn't have that.
There was a carnival atmosphere. Many people brought their children, strollers, dogs, and folding chairs. But there was also a strong undercurrent of anger from people like Goyette's mom, Dee Dee Rapp.
I want them to leave us alone. They work for us. We are not their servant. They're our servants. And we're going to vote them all out.
Rep and Goyette, like many in this crowd, wore yellow T-shirts with the logo, "Don't Tread on Me," a slogan first used as a cry for liberty in the Revolutionary War against England. Others in the crowd carried signs depicting President Obama made up like the evil villain the Joker from Batman, banners describing Obama as a socialist, flyers calling the president a liar, and perhaps most ominously for the Democratic Party, signs reading November 2010, a reference to the upcoming midterm elections that people like Dan Van Vliet hope will mean more conservatives in office.
I hope everybody shows up to vote. Maybe we can change a little bit of what's going on.
Teenager Hannah Nida from Youngstown, Ohio, came with her grandparents to protest the growing deficit.
The only way that you can have a balanced government is to spend less than what you earn.
Here.
As diverse as the crowd seemed to be in age and geography, I saw only a handful of African Americans and other people of color in the crowd. But Chicagoan Terrell Namath, a black woman, is dismissive of anyone who suggests race is a factor in these demonstrations against the nation's first African American president.
I would never vote for anybody that has the agenda that he has. I don't care what color they are.
From tort reform to term limits to ire over bailout of the auto and banking industries, protesters say their dissatisfaction goes far beyond health care reform. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.